So we have a generation that is never refreshed. They work all the time, never refreshed. Yahweh worked, and on the seventh day he Shabbaton, and he was refreshed. This generation is never refreshed. Nothing refreshes them. I don't care what it is. The only way you're going to be truly refreshed is that there must be a process of repentance, converted, and you must get in the presence of Yahweh. And that is the simple truth. It's not going to come any other way. And the evil spirit departed from Shaul. He was refreshed. He was well. Because he heard the oracles of Yahweh. David, even in his playing, he played with the Ruach of Yahweh. It was not this trash that we hear today. It was something done by the intensity of his love. He was the apple of Yahweh's heart. And he played with the beauty of that. Man. And it caused that evil thing in Shaul to come out. It had to go and search and look in dark places to find some other place to dwell. And when Shaul's heart departed from the presence of Yahweh, the thing came back into his heart. And that's the way we are. Can I say this to you all? You wrestle with the same thing over and over, day, every year, every week. That is pathetic. There is no maturity that even a child grows from that. Even a child, you wrestle with the same thing. Your muttering and murmuring is the same every day. There's no difference to it. It's the same. It is corruption. It is not the corruption of someone. It's your own corruption. That's why you can't repent of it. That's why you're never refreshed. I'm refreshed today. Nothing like a great refreshing. Nothing at all. Hallelujah, Yahweh. We call it getting a second wind in the physical sense. We was playing a little basketball last week. Of course, I wanted to play 4 or 5 games. 3 games, I was just moving then. Because you get to that point in the physical sense that your body, it is able to absorb more oxygen. And so it distributes it throughout your body quite evenly. And so you can move more methodically and with more zest and more zeal. See, that's what the presence of Yahweh produces. When you get there, sure will. You call a second wind in the natural. We need a second wind in the spiritual. You understand? Look at what Solomon says in Mishlei, Proverbs 25:13. Proverbs 25:13. I want you to hear this. He says, as the coal of the snow in times of harvest, I like this, so is a faithful messenger, one that is faithful, a messenger that is faithful, that tells you the truth, that shows you your sins and your corruption. So is a faithful messenger to them that sent him for the refreshness of the being of his Adam, his master. So is a faithful messenger. Well, what is a faithful messenger? Those that know that he has sent, that is a refreshing. It is a bit of life to them. But what is faithful? In their message, in their position, even to their master. Yahweh says, that faithful messenger, he refreshes me. He causes my heart to be refreshed. Why? Because he stipulates what I command. And not what someone else command. What I command. This is the generation, because it's very shallow. It's very easy to be offended. And one that is easy to be offended by the word of Yahweh, they are not the true Israelites. When one is offended by the word of Yahweh, they're not the true Israelites. They are not the true seed of Yahweh. And this is a generation that's offended at what Yahweh commanded them. HaMashiach lost many because he said, you must eat my flesh, drink my blood. You cannot obey Yahweh if you do not do that. And so people are very offended at what Yahweh commanded them. They get upset. They don't like it. So you're not a true seed of Yahweh. You're just not. Period. Oh, I know what we have taught, what we believed in the past. If you did that, if you drink, if you smoke, you did that, you're going to hell. That's not so. You're going to die. You're going to die early too. And it certainly isn't the most healthy thing for you. You're going to be sick. Probably die of cancer, lung cancer. Sure you will. Cirrhosis of the liver. You're going to die. No doubt about that. But one transgressed the Torah. When one defies the ordinance of Yahweh, his government, then woe unto that one. A faithful messenger is a refresher to Yahweh. And a faithful messenger ought to refresh us. Boy, he told me about me. That's not how we respond. He certainly told me what was in my heart. He certainly pointed out every kind of thing that was in me. That's not how we respond. But a faithful messenger ought to refresh you, because that shows you what things you must repent of in order to be converted, to get close to Yahweh, and to go into His presence. But that's not the way we respond. We get angry. We become hostile. Not only do you become hostile at the messenger, you become hostile at others. And don't let them tell you, you need that, honey. Come on, brother. Man, leave me alone. It's wickedness. It's wickedness. It's not of Yahweh. You're not in the presence of Yahweh. You must be refreshed. We're going to see times like that young daughter Betty there, raped at 16. Believe me. It was not one man that raped her. It was a contingency of men. In some of those nations in Africa, there are no men there because they're dead. Their heads have been cut off civets. And the daughters have been raped and taken from them. We find the same thing in Europe, where there are poor people in the Baltic area. Those young women, they take them from the Baltic. They take them to brothel houses all over Europe. And they don't even know how to get home. And they're put in prostitution. Some have 10,000 men a year. And they weep and they have no way of getting home. For some reason, we think that America, that we are so wonderful and so nice. This shall never happen to us. You are deceiving yourselves. It's coming to the shores of this nation. Amnesty for people from other countries. Can I show you something? If they gave amnesty, I was reading today there are maybe 40 million illegals in America. Once one gets amnesty, one becomes a citizen, regardless to where they're from, they can bring their family to this country. If they have 25 million people here that are illegals, and if they all average 4 in the family, that's 100 million people. No way this nation can absorb that. No country, period. They're going to bring it down to a worthless, eating, piggish people, because we rejected Yahweh. That's what it's coming down to, whether you believe that or not. Your social systems, they're coming down. Your welfares, your social securities, your jobs, it's all coming down. Your monies, the value of it, they have devalued the dollar. So this is a generation that is so stupid. Can I say this? No 17-year-old knows as much as I know. You may know math, but I know how to take the math problem and build your building. I know how to square your building off. That's the truth. I can do the wiring. I can build you rafters. Nah, that's not the practical thing of life. What things that what you learn in the process of learning, it teaches you to be disciplined. And discipline teaches you to hear. Discipline teaches you to be instructed. So no 17-year-old, no 25-year-old, no 30-year-old. You may have a stack like that. I got a stack like that. Accumulative is more valuable. I say that. No 17-year-old knows what I know. Even in life, in the paradox of life, and the parallel of life. I know too much. Too many things. I understand the complexity of life. And I got understanding of this book. Hallelujah. Way. I don't care if you all get upset with me on that one. Period. Talk foolish. I talk with wisdom. I talk out of the book. No 17-year-old. No 18-year-old. No 25-year-old. Hallelujah. Period. He says, look at this. I want you to hear this. This is in Shurak. You don't have this, but I want to read this. You all hear this. You young ones, you need to hear this. It says in Shurak, whosoever honor his avat will have long life. And whosoever obeys Yahweh will refresh his ima, his mother. Doesn't that refresh your heart if your son, a daughter, obeys Yahweh? He said, whosoever obeys Yahweh will refresh their mother, will cause the heart of the mother to be refreshed. It's nothing like a mother being burdened down by a wayward child that rejects Yahweh's truth. And one that chooses a way that they don't even know. They do not understand the paradoxes of life, or understand what things will be seized. And they have no understanding of that at all. But that's not what refreshed the mother's hearts today. That's not what refreshed the hearts of their mothers. Foolishness and rebelliousness and sinfulness. But a true mother, a true ama, the heart is refreshed when the child obeys Yahweh. And when one child obeys Yahweh, then their heart is refreshed, it is invigorated. And we are not so obstinate, if we don't allow the spirit of jealousy and that foolishness in our hearts. That's why we can't learn many things. That's why we don't understand the dynamics of life and the drama of life. We don't understand that. So when they see this daddy rejoicing, he's refreshed, it causes them to refresh. And the more he sees them, sure he does. When he sees them doing that, it refreshes him. Makes him do it a little more. Sure does. So as an obedient child is unto Yahweh, it refreshes the mother's, it refreshes the Imah's heart. Causes her to be refreshed. Causes her heart to rejoice and to delight. What mother wants to see a child go wayward? No mother. You don't want to see that. Not at all. Hallelujah, Yahweh. So as a faithful messenger is, he calls the heart, he causes one's heart to refresh. Peter calls your heart to refresh. Faithful messenger unto Yahweh. So a child that obeys causes the heart of the Imah to be refreshed and causes him to rejoice before Almighty Yahweh. A mist quickly heals all things. When the dew appears, it refreshes from the heat. It does that, doesn't it? When that little sprinkle comes, when the dew in the morning, it refreshes from the heat, especially during the summer. If we have a tremendous heat wave, that dew in the morning, if you get some dew, that's wonderful. It refreshes. Everything is droopy in the morning, at night. That evening is droopy. No life in it. And all of a sudden, that little bit of dew, just that little bit of sprinkle, just boom, life is refreshed. And that is how the dew of Yahweh, the word of Yahweh, is just like a little dew, just a little sprinkling on you. And not to cause you to rise in the morning. They that wait upon Yahweh, they shall renew. They shall be invigorated. They shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. That's all right by me, brothers and sisters. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. You tell me run and not be weary. Now that's a tough one there. I don't know how Yahweh accomplished that one, but he says it in his word. They that run this race, we're running a race. We must run it with all diligence and all faith, brothers and sisters. And our refreshing come when we wait on Yahweh. When things don't seem right, wait on Yahweh. What? Just be patient. Endure that situation until Yahweh works it. Just wait. They that wait on Yahweh shall renew their strength. We are very weak people. We have no strength today. What strength? Strength to wait on Him. Strength to love Him. Strength to deny all things for the sake of the kingdom. Strength to lay aside all things that we may ascertain or obtain the great prize and the jewel for the crown of victory. So we must wait on Yahweh. What? Wait, endure without any murmuring, complaining, without questioning Yahweh. Just thank Him. In all things give thanks. So they that wait on Yahweh, your strength, you shall be invigorated with the power of Yahweh, with life, with breath from Yahweh. That is the truth. So we need to wait on Him. When things are not just going as fast as I want them, just wait. He'll get them done. I want to show you some comfort. The comfort of Yahweh. Now this is one thing. I want you to turn here quickly. Psalms to Helium. Psalms 119 and verse 149. Turn that with me. Psalms 119. Now this is what gives us great refreshing. If you love Yahweh. Psalms to Helium 119, 149. We will not think it does, but it does. David says, Psalms 119, 149. Hear my voice according unto your love kindness. He is praying to Yahweh, isn't he? And Yahweh is full of love kindness. He told him to hear my voice according to your love kindness, the splendid and the excellence of your love. Look at this now. Oh Yahweh, refresh me. That is what that quickening is. Refresh me, nafash, refresh me or quicken me according to what? To what? To your judgment, Yahweh. Now that is what judgment does, refreshes us. Why? Because it lets us know what we have escaped. That's why we are, correct me in your judgment, Yahweh, not in your anger, lest you bring me to nothing. Well, judgment doesn't refresh us today, does it? It causes us to get angry as a hell dog, doesn't it? Come on and say, help me, Yahweh. We become very vicious. We become like hell dog, vicious lions. We're ready to fight. We're ready to gnaw. We're ready to claw and do everything. And yet, David said, quicken, refresh me, make me alive. Cause me to become animated because I know you love me. You have judged me. I know that those that you love, you chasten, you instruct, you correct, and you judge them. We despise these things. And the reason we despise them is because we don't know Scripture. There is no affection for Scripture, brothers and sisters. We must know Scripture. We must desire to know it. We must learn it. We must maintain it. We must hold fast to Scripture. Make me alive according to your judgment. Quicken me. Refreshing me. Refreshing me, Yahweh. So he refreshed us tonight. Why by judging us? How do you ever repent unless you're judged? How do you know what repentance is unless you're judged? How do you know what to repent of unless you're a judge? You get dirty during the day. You know what? Yesterday I cleaned. This is why I don't like my nails about this length. I don't like them any longer. I cleaned out my nails yesterday. I cleaned them out because they were a little bit longer than this. I don't like long nails because they get filthy. They incubate filth and germs. And so I cleaned them out. No, I don't bite them off. I take the clippers and clip them off. That's a filthy thing to bite nails. So I clean out my nails. They looked all nice when I cleaned them out. Well, I looked at them probably 2 hours later, and they were just as filthy as they come. Dirt under the things, dirty. Filth under my nails. So when I cut them all off, there's no place for the filth to hide. You make them naked. Ain't nothing there. Just fat little fingers. And so that's what we do with our, as we come before Yahweh, we want to repent. So they just script themselves. They just get down. I'm nothing, Yahweh. Look, I'm a filthy thing. Look at what I am. Look at how filth that. Look at all this filth on me. I'm a scummy thing. Help me, Yahweh. Help me. And when one knows that Yahweh has forgiven them, then there's a rejoicing. I don't know about you, but I rejoice when I know what he's forgiven me. I worship him. I bless him. And then when I begin to do that, I find myself in his presence. And all of a sudden, the tears will come. Hallelujah, Yahweh. I tell you, sisters, you all can hang around me all day because the way you hear me talk right here, this is the way I talk. That's just it. This is the way the brothers, we talk like this all the time. We talk like this, the honest truth. Always the Scripture, always something of great value. There's no other value but what Scripture says as far as I'm concerned. Not wealth, not money, that means nothing. I don't care about that. What he says. This is what's going to bring refreshing. There are folks that win the lottery and they are as miserable as hell. It is statistically proven. Those that win lottery, they are the most miserable people on the earth. They get $50 million, they are miserable because everybody wants it. They don't know how to handle that kind of money, and they're in trouble. Most of them go broke. No, I haven't hit the lottery. But the one that has the lot, he commissioned me. That means more than the lottery. You understand? It means more than $50 million. Well, if I had it, it would be different. You would be a nutcase. That's what you would be. Just like all the rest of them. Because if you go the route that they go to get it, you will be a fruitcake, a nutcase. That's all you will be. It will not satisfy. It will not refresh you. Not one bit. I want to read a few things. It says in Yokohama, in John chapter 6, verse 60. I want you to hear this here. The power of Yahweh is refreshing. It comes by the Ruah. That's why we need the Ruah of Yahweh. Evangelist Horn would always express that to us. You need to be filled with the Ruah. Well, how do you get it? You simply ask. Look what Scripture says in Yokohan chapter 60. 6 verse 60. 6 verse 60. Many therefore of his disciples, listen now, when they had heard this saying, you must eat my flesh and drink my dome, said, this is a difficult teaching. This is a hard teaching. Difficult. Yeah, hard. It is complex. It's hard. It's asinine. This is a hard teaching, difficult. He said, who can hear it and obey it? Who can receive this? That's what they said, the HaMashiach. Verse 61. When Yahshua knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said to them, does this offend you? Now, it's one thing that truth will always offend those that are overly sensitive. You find an overly sensitive people, they will always be offended. And a true Yisraelite, you must be battle ready and proven ready for the battle. And you that wear your stripes on your shoulders, on your flesh, you're overly sensitive. And you cannot afford to be too sensitive. It's one thing about the people of Yahweh. You can't afford to be too sensitive because someone said something where they meant that. How do you know they meant that? Just take it for what it is. Whether you like it or not, take it for value. It will help you. And a true Israelite is not oversensitive. And we're oversensitive. Yes, you are very overly sensitive. Someone says something, you that's not of Yahweh. And so when they said that, when he said that to them, they were oversensitive. They couldn't handle it. He says in verse 62, what, and if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? Now, I know what people will say, well, that he was up there with Yahweh in the form of a body. No, he was there in the bosom and the word of Yahweh. That's where he came from. He was made. The word was made flesh. He said, what if you see me ascend up? And the Ruah, he says in verse 63, it is the Ruah that refreshes and gives life. What refresh from the Shia from the grave? The Spirit. The Ruah. It quickened him. It invigorated him. It brought life. And the reason you're not invigorated, you don't have it. You need it. You need the Ruah of Yahweh. You need the Spirit. We didn't get it in the baptism or the Pentecostal. We got the Pentecostal Spirit. You didn't get the Ruah of Yahweh. Because the Ruah of Yahweh quickens. It makes alive. You may have... It didn't do nothing. That's all it was. It is one thing that the Ruah does. It quickens. It makes alive. It refreshes. It adorns. That's what it does. It refreshes. He said, but it is the Ruah that quickens, and the flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are Ruah and they are life. He said, but there are some of you that believe not. For Yahshua knew from the beginning who they were that believed not. He knew who would betray him. And he said, therefore, said I to you, that no man can come unto me except it would give it to him by my Abba. You can't even get to Yahweh unless Yahweh gives you that Ruach to do it. You cannot receive the power and the refreshing of HaMashiach. He is a refresher of the Torah. He is a life strength of the Torah. It's what he is. He refreshes our heart. It's not by some works of the Torah. It is by the Ruah and the power of the Spirit, or the Ruah of the Torah, that gives us life. It is not by our works that we have done, but it is by according to the faith that we have in this truth and the word of Yahweh, and the life that is in us by His Spirit, brothers and sisters. It is simply that we believe what He has done. We believe the works, and we believe that these are the finished works, and they're finished. And we have faith in that. And because we have faith in that, they work. They work. It is the Ruah that quickens. It is the Spirit of Yahweh that brings life and refreshes one. And because we don't have that, we are not refreshed often. The Ruah always refreshes. God is the life to come forth. He knew who would betray him. And Yahweh knows in this hour who loves him. He knows whose are his, and they will, and those that will reject him. Let me close with this last one. I want to close quickly. In Timothy, yeah. Timothy, 2 Timothy 1:15. Shaul says here, and he was speaking of the affection of one that had great affection toward him, one Nisiras. He says in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. He said, this you know all. He said, this you know all, that they which are in Asia are turned away from me. He said, the whole camaraderies, the whole companion turn away. They all turn away from me. So if they all turn away from Shaul and some have turned away from you, what difference does it make? He said, they all turn away from me, of whom Phagelius and Homogeneus. He says in verse 16, Yahweh give mercy to the house of one Nisvras. For he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my change. It's good to have brothers and sisters that can refresh you. They cause you to become invigorated for Yahweh and on fire. It's good to have someone to refresh you. It's good that someone will tell you your sins. It is your sins that have you under shackles. And brothers and sisters, you that are all dormant and all look like such misfits, it's your sins. That's why you look the way you look. That's why your attitude is that way. That's why you look that way. It's sins. It is your own sins. They have brought you under captivity. You're not free. Whom the Son makes free is free indeed. And there's one thing about a liberated man: when he's free, he's free. And when a man knows he's free from the bondage and the death of the Torah. I'm free from the death of the Torah or the law of Yahweh. I'm free. I have liberty to worship Yahweh and to bless Him in the strength of the Torah, not in the condemnation of the Torah. So I'm free. I'm free. He said, He was not ashamed of my chains. He refreshed me. But when He was in Rome, He sought me out very diligently. And He found me. That's all right. He sought out the man of Yahweh diligently with all effort. Yahweh grant to him that he may find mercy in that day, and in how many things he ministered to me at Ephesus, you know very well. He refreshed me, as Yahweh said. And so we ought to be able to refresh one another. If someone tells you your faults, that's a refreshing. That's all right. When a mother spanks the child or corrects them, it calls them after the spanking. Have you ever spanked a child and all of a sudden they cry? They all would do that. And right after that, immediately, not a minute or two, they all refresh. They're ready to play. There's laughter. There's happiness. That's what it is. Yahweh put these things in our midst that we may learn from them. But we are such a dumb people. We're such an ignorant people. I know you may get offended because I said we were very sottish people. Because we don't see things for the value that they are and what great teaching tools these things are to us. Because we are such an ignorant people. I have slapped her little head. She cried. I say, shut your mouth. And all of a sudden, 30 seconds later, come on, Pastor Rob, will you take me for a walk? Come on. And we walk and she's happy. She's smiling. She's invigorated. She's refreshed. She's full of life. Hallelujah. Way. But we don't receive it that way. Are we not all the children? Let Yahweh correct us with His rod then. And once He does that and refresh us, we'll be all right. May Yahweh bless you tonight. May He strengthen you that are listening. May Yahweh strengthen you tonight. May He refresh you, invigorate you, His life to fill your heart. That the word of Yahweh will become a great staple in your life. We need that, don't we? We need His life in us. We need the staple of His word daily. That's why the enemy does all he can to keep you away from studying. It's sad. Because it's very little prayer together. Families don't pray together. It was old saying that families that pray together, they stay together. So no one prays together today. Mothers don't pray with their children. They don't teach their daughters. They don't teach their daddies. Don't teach their son. It's sad. It's really sad. It's pitiful. It's pitiful. It's pitiful. And it should be. You should teach your daughters how to pray. How to love Yahweh. You got to teach them how to love Yahweh. You got to teach them how to appreciate Yahweh. You don't appreciate Him, so you can't teach them. How can you that are not skilled in auto mechanic teach someone how to take an engine out of the car and do the repairs? You can't do that. And so because you don't do it, you expect to get plum juice out of a peach. It ain't going to work. If you don't teach, if you don't train it up or train the vines for plums up, you're not going to get peaches out of a plum. You're not going to get grapes out of you're not going to get a production of grapes if you don't prune the grapevine. Everything here has to be pruned. And then it has to be constantly guarded over. You got to spread for the little bugs and the little mites and things that lay their little eggs when they're so small you can't see with the natural eye. And so when you don't allow the lively Ruach of Yahweh in your home, what are you going to expect? You're not going to get anything, brothers and sisters. I don't care if that offends any of you all. That's just the truth. And what we need is truth because that's what helps us. That's what helps us. I don't care what the situation is. You can take an old rusty screw, and that's the only screw you got. It may be rusty, but if you work with that thing long enough, you take and deal with it, you get all the rust off of it, look nice, and the screw just like a new one. Sure will. You put the bolt on the nut, and the screw just like one. So that's the way it must be. You got to do things in your home, and you got to do things in your lives that produce this kind of ruah in your home that it will create that refreshing and the love of Yahweh in your home. When you don't do that, you're not going to have that. Period. You must do that. Teach them how to pray. Teach them how to reverence and praise Yahweh. You must teach them those things. You don't teach them how to do those things, you're going to have a mess on your hand. You teach them when they're like that. Teach them how to pray. You can teach them how to say all kinds of words. You can teach them how to bless Yahweh and how to pray and how to do things like that. It's a wonderful thing to do that. I used to watch my old grandmother, even though she was a Baptist woman, that we would get on our knees and night. We didn't do it every night, but there were many times we get on our knees. Come on, we're going to pray. Of course, to me, she sounded like she was praying a wonderful prayer. My mother would do that. Even though she wasn't a saved woman, we're going to pray. She pulled out the old book and she began to read from the Psalms. Always 23 Psalms. But there were the Psalms she would read. She would find certain scriptures she had and she would read them. Even in the midst of my great afflictions and trials, she would read scriptures to me. Hallelujah, Yahweh. May Yahweh help you. The only thing is going to be our refresh is the word of Yahweh. Yahweh bless you all. Let us stand to our feet. Bless you all that are listening tonight. We do greet you all in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Bless you, Brother Nathan, you that are there with him. The room in Houston, Texas, and all of you that are listening, Brother Jerry, whomever is listening tonight, I know Brother and Sister Michael, Brother Michael and Sister Michael La, and my young friend, Brother Alex, are listening. They will be with us on June 2nd, coming down for a visit to be with us from Hamilton, Ohio. We bless you all. We receive you all. In all things, we bless you tonight, Abba. We thank you for your toughness and your kindness to your people. Bless us all. Bless your people. Give the brothers rest and comfort tonight that they may be prepared for the labor tomorrow. We ask all things in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel, and all his kid Christians cry, Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.